Port Ward. Councillor Ray Brown, 0419 953 198. r.brown at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Graham Moore, 0400 167 844. g.more at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Road Rehabilitation Works. Council is committed to proactive maintenance and upgrade of our Shire's road network and has recently reconstructed several high-priority roads. Full road rehabilitation works have been completed for Manx Road, Dalmore, 7 Mile Road, Narnagoon, and are underway for Hall Road, Pakenham South. The pavements of these roads reached the end of their useful lives and required rehabilitation. The reconstructions and drainage improvements that have been completed aim to provide better longevity of the road pavements. Works associated with the road renewal program are undertaken in the summer months when the weather is more favourable for this type of work. The program will take approximately 4 weeks for the asphalt sealing works to be completed, while more than 75 different roads will be completed in the spray seal program. The $4.8 million road renewal and resurfacing program for 2017-18 is jointly funded by Council and the Australian Government's Roads to Recovery program. Lang Lang Community and Recreation Precinct Update. The Lang Lang Community and Recreation Precinct will ultimately provide a new level of sporting facility for the region. Multiple sporting and community groups will benefit from the upgraded and additional facilities, including cricket, AFL, netball, soccer, tennis and lawn bowls groups. The precinct will also feature a playground and walking paths around the perimeter of the reserve and through proposed wetlands, also providing recreation opportunities for residents. The Stage 1 works include construction of two AFL cricket ovals, netball courts, wetlands and open spaces for recreation activities, providing quality facilities for the growing community. Stage 1 of the project is due to be completed in April, which should see the ovals available for use in the 2018-19 cricket season, weather-dependent, while work on future stages continues. Picture caption, Wetlands Planting in Progress, which has already attracted frogs to the site. Progress continues at Deep Creek Reserve. The huge 48-hectare development site at Deep Creek continues to progress, with further components of the project underway. Council has completed the earthworks for the Cardinia Community and Education Centre, and the building and services contractor has commenced site establishment. This fantastic facility will provide a home for the Cardinia Environment Coalition and service the Pakenham and District Golf Club with a brand new clubhouse. There will be educational training areas, large multi-purpose function spaces, a lounge area and cafe, dining and bar areas, as well as a golf pro shop. The building will also support a changing places accessible public toilet to cater for all visitors to the site. Services and shaping works for the Shire's first All Abilities play space have also taken place. There is a strong focus on accessible play to enable visitors of all abilities to play together. The play space will include sand and water play areas, sensory gardens, an outdoor classroom, shelters and barbecues. The landscaping will be constructed before the installation of play structures and equipment complete the works in early 2019. To enhance the sustainability theme for the reserve, a demonstration wetland is being constructed as part of the precinct. The wetland will collect all the runoff water from the area, as well as enabling visitors to get up and close to learn about water in built-up environments. In other areas of the development, works are underway on the civil works package, which includes car parking, drainage and paths. Once the civil works are completed, landscape works will follow to finish the site. New holes at Pakenham Golf Course are also being constructed to reorient the course. Works are expected to be completed mid-year to time in with completion of the new clubhouse. The $10.3 million development of Deep Creek Reserve will be a significant benefit to the community. The project is funded by Council's Capital Works Program and a Victorian Government grant of $2.825 million through the Growing Suburbs Fund. New footpath for Rossiter Road. Council's footpath program looks to extend the footpath network in and around townships. The recently completed new footpath in Rossiter Road, Kooyarrup, provides the missing link from the new estate to the town centre, Cochrane Park and the rail trail. How do footpaths get prioritised? Council selects footpaths to be constructed each year based on four main criteria. How the footpath will connect to the existing footpath network, connecting pedestrian movements and providing missing links. The safety benefit the footpath will provide compared to existing alternatives. How much use the new footpath is likely to experience. Community support or requests from residents, businesses, township committees and community groups. 9 footpaths will be delivered under the 2017-18 footpath program across the municipality, and 2 paths will be delivered under the 2017-18 pedestrian and cyclist strategy program.